Welcome to the Kenkel Fritz and Friends podcast. If you want to hear the show, you can find it on Family Life Radio. If you want to find a station near you, you can go to myflr.org or stream it online.
Welcome to the podcast. We have with us today Chief Solutions Officer for Glue. His name is Brad Hill. Here's why we're talking to Brad. You've probably seen those commercials on TV talking about He Gets Us. They're commercials about Jesus. They're super professional. They're really done well. Welcome to the podcast, Brad.
Good morning. Great to talk morning. To you.
Good to talk to you. Brad, it says you're the Chief Solutions Officer. Can I call you when I need one?
Yeah, Kenkel Fritz, I'm happy to try. I because of that title, I tend to get all the people with problems because they think I have a solution.
Well, right. your title says you're offering solutions. So
yeah, exactly.
We frequently need those.
Right.
Always happy to try. Yes.
Well, yeah. Let's talk about he gets us. And the reason why we're talking to you is, I saw these commercials on TV and I realized that it was mainly during something, sports oriented that I was watching. And we're just going to play some audio of that right now.
A rebel took to the streets. He recruited others to join him. They quit their jobs, left their families, and swore allegiance to him. They roamed the hood, challenged authority, and made a lot of people uneasy. Community leaders feared them. Religious leaders abhorred them. Law enforcement labeled them outlaws. We have to shut them down, they said. Get them off the streets. Protect our communities from these troublemakers. But they weren't part of a gang spreading hate and terror. They were spreading love.
By the way, Brad, these are very well done. The thing that kept crossing my mind is there is a lot of money being spent here on all of this marketing. Where is all this coming from?
First of all, how refreshing is it to see well-crafted media around the story of Jesus?
Oh, and, absolutely. I agree.
At a level on par with any of the top brands and most high quality media we see. So that in itself is just an amazing component of this. The He Gets Us campaign and the movement that's forming is funded from a lot of diverse Christians and Jesus followers. It started, with a few, and it's now just really skyrocketing. These are folks that span different denominations, different churches. There's no one organization or church behind it. In fact, He Gets Us is its own nonprofit. And so we have a growing list of folks who are supporting every way from, yes, financially, but there's thousands of folks praying, spreading the word, all kinds of great things. So we're delighted to see that progress. And it is a lot of money, but it's also a giant mission that we have. As weird as it may sound, the campaign is really trying to be a great steward of this and be, in a sense, pretty scrappy with how we're spending these dollars, because we want the reach to extend as far as it can. We hope this goes on 2, 3, 5 years or longer. So we're excited for this to reach in every screen and hopefully every set of eyeballs we possibly can.
It definitely shows, a side of Jesus that the average person watching this, especially if you're not a follower of Christ, we go, that's a thought I never had before regarding his character. Is that what you're trying to do? Show who Jesus really is.
That's right. We have two simple goals. They're not easy, but they're simple to say. One is we want to raise the respect and relevance of Jesus throughout our culture today. And secondly, we want to call up or inspire those who would call ourselves Jesus followers to better reflect this confounding love that Jesus showed in the way he lived, the way he taught, the way he interacted with folks. And before any ad ran, we did a significant amount of research. And what we learned and what we're seeing is folks across our communities and our country would say that they're not so sure about churches. They may have had an experience in church, or they may just have an opinion. They also would say similar things about Christians, and sometimes, leading with the fact of, hey, I'm a Christian, or why don't you come to church with me Sunday? That can be very effective in a trusted relationship. But as an opening line, what we're finding is that actually just introducing this person, Jesus, and talking about what it is that he stood for, What are the values that he communicated? That can be a very winsome and effective way to begin a dialogue about him. Eventually, of course, getting into places where we can explore his full story, talk about the gospel, talk about opportunities, etc. So what you'll see in these messages, each one of them is only 30 seconds, right? Or maybe 60 seconds. And so we take just a slice of something that Jesus modeled or something that he did, something we see in his character, and we tell that story, but we do so with sort of a modern lens. Some have said some of the ads even look a little bit edgy at times. And that's intentional because they really are designed to reflect our current modern, you know, experience, but then tie a direct line back to the shared experience that Jesus had. You know, whatever it is you're going through, he understands, or as some might say, he gets us. And so that's the simple idea. And it's been starting amazing conversations, and we've got some exciting things planned yet to come.
When people go to hegetsus.com, what are they going to find?
So every day we have between 100,000, 150,000 unique visitors coming to that website. By the way, that's on par with a lot of national retail and e-commerce sites. So we get a lot of, you know, chances to invite people in. And one of our guiding principles is we want to create an invitation for you to explore Jesus at your own pace. First of all, every ad that we have, you can go look at it. They're also on YouTube. We're now well over 400 million unique views, by the way. And you can explore those ads. There's articles, there's content, there's additional material there that you can explore and dive deeper. You know, did Jesus experience sadness? Was Jesus lonely? Did he identify with those who maybe were wrongly judged is another theme we have. How did Jesus handle disagreement and conflict, even in his family? So we explore a lot of those topics. And then there are opportunities, if you've been interacting with the content, where you might want to take action or take a next step. And one of the things that's exciting to me is the number one thing that people want to do after exploring this content is they want to read the Bible. And so we have multiple reading plans that are available for folks to go explore and go to the source text yourself, like go interact with scripture and learn a little bit more. What's also heartening is not only do we have a bunch of people starting these reading plans, but they're actually sticking with it and completing a 7-day and a next 7-day.
Oh,
Our completion rates are higher than what we normally see on most Bible reading plans. So we're seeing a hunger there to interact. And then lastly, some of those folks will go all the way through and say, yeah, I want to connect with an individual. Mm-hmm. I'd love to connect with a group of people to process my questions together. I'd like to connect with a church. So all of those options are available for folks, again, at their own pace.
I think that we all want people to realize that this isn't just an ancient book, which is so easy for people to go back to. You know, how can it be relevant to us today? Well, you're demonstrating that. And it's just so beautiful the way that you're doing that. I really love it. How did you personally become involved and why have you stayed involved? What is your passion behind this?
Well, we're so excited that this project at the scale it's at, to our knowledge, this is the largest faith campaign, certainly the largest kind of Jesus-centered media project in history. And just saying those words, in a sense, it's a gift to the entire church in the sense that, you know, we've never had, if you guys are familiar with like Got Milk or Beef, What's for Dinner, these big like ad council things that are out there. You know, the church has never quite had that type of awareness and leadership and support. So the way this whole project is built and the reason to answer your question why I stayed involved and I'm such a big proponent and so many of our teams, we see that the design of this is so brilliant because it's a fresh way to tell this timeless story that is getting people's attention, but it's all designed to involve every part of the church in it. And I also believe, by the way, that it is starting to inspire and call the church forward to think in some fresh ways about how we reach this culture and how we reach people. So it's always fun, certainly, to see, you know, a Jesus ad on any show. I mean, I have people text me every day. I saw it on a rerun of The Office, or I was watching Dancing with the Stars. And we will have two ads about Jesus running during the Super Bowl.
No, so, that's awesome.
Wow,
love
wonderful.
It. That is so cool.
So how cool is that, right?
But yeah. Then, I love it.
But then just the opportunity that creates, the ad is one thing, but the opportunity it creates to have conversations, I've been in the back of Ubers. I've been walking down the sidewalk and people stop you. And, you know, that research sounds academic, but I mean, to share a quick story, one of these conversations I had, we got into just a little bit of surface level about Jesus. And yeah, he was a good guy. And, you know, I think if the world just lived the way he taught, we'd all be better off. But then this person said, he was a younger guy. And he said, you know, I used to be into that stuff, but if Jesus knew what I've done, I don't think he would really want me. And that's not a new phenomenon, right? But that's out there. And I think people may have just a significant lack of understanding or maybe a wrong impression of this Jesus, who he was, that he did love everyone, that he accepts us, that he sought peace, and that he's approachable, right? We can all get to Jesus. So these are the simple values that, you know, we're really trying to latch onto and hopefully just create a beautiful softening of the ground so all of us can move forward and have those conversations in our neighborhoods, water coolers, you know, carpool, wherever we find ourselves.
I love that. And I really love the invitation to ask questions. I find that there is this weird misconception often about people who follow Jesus. Well, we don't want to hear your questions. This is what we believe. This is what you should believe. You know, go forth, ask no questions, just do things. And so I love that the conversation's being open. And it's like, you have questions? Like, yeah, let's talk about those. And let's discuss it. And let's see if we can find you some answers that help you understand. That's a really cool invitation.
Such a great point. I mean, I've been following Jesus myself for 40 years, and I still have questions, right? I mean, we're all on a journey of some kind. I think you're right. I think that there's a little bit of a perception that, and maybe this is some of what we picked up in the research about Christians, that there's this perception that I found the answer, you don't have it, we're good, you're bad, we're going to just help you cross a line. And there's some well-intentioned perspective there, but really we're all somewhere on a journey toward Jesus, and church people have fancy words for these things. But essentially, bring your questions. Like, I've had questions too, and let's process those together. And you're right. I mean, in today's culture, if you're not coming across authentically, if you're not allowing people safe place to have those well-founded doubts, it's going to be difficult to reach a lot of this, you know, younger generation, because it comes across a little bit authoritarian or paternalistic or whatever folks might say. So we're trying to create that space.
Well, I'm on the website right now. You can explore your questions in a group.
That's right. We, for example, we partner with a great ministry called Alpha. Some of your listeners may know that. That group, and their whole DNA is bring your tough questions, and there's nothing off limits. Yeah. So that's just an example of hundreds and thousands of churches and ministries that are already plugged in to this movement. And we've got, you know, folks creating content for younger generations. We have prayer movements. We have folks focusing on different languages. By the way, every message and He Gets Us is available English and Spanish. So we're trying to create lanes for everybody in any context to have a great next step to take.
And then I see it says you can connect with someone local.
Yes. The primary way that happens is through local churches who have signed up and said, we would love to stand ready to welcome someone in who's maybe been through parts of He Gets Us and has questions or maybe is excited to kind of re-explore Jesus. To date, we have had just about 17,000 churches nationally who have signed on for different parts of this. We expect, guys, by the end of 2023, we'll probably be closer to 50,000 churches across the country at the rate we're going. So this is something hopefully that'll reach across the whole ecosystem.
So exciting just to think. You know, so often people are led to believe that Jesus and his people, that's us, are hypocritical, hypercritical, and judgmental, and they can never measure up. And yet when I go to your website, it immediately opened up for me to Jesus invited everyone to sit at his table. Wow. Dispelling, you know, those, well, it's worse than a rumor. It's what's holding people back, as I haven't cleaned myself up yet. And I think that just even the way your videos are shot just show that kind of sometimes life is grungy, and there's always a starting point for everyone. So I love this whole concept of fighting against probably what is the biggest lie that keeps people away. Is I'm not good enough. And so as you guys have sat around and thought up, you know, what's the next thing that we're going to really attack, if you will, that's keeping people away. How does that work? How are you all coming up with your concepts?
Well, we certainly keep our ear to the ground in terms of what are the responses. And every week, by the way, we're sitting with different groups of people, talking to them, getting their reaction, getting their response. It was fun, for example, this past Thanksgiving, we released a new ad. We call it Family Matters, but it sort of explores, in a sense, something a lot of us can relate to, dysfunctional family. I'm not sure if any of you guys have experience with that, but a lot of times that comes full focus during the holidays, right? So we created an ad that if you look at it, it's a lot of images and footage of families first getting along quite well and enjoying meals together. But as the years progress, we start arguing and distancing, and eventually the dinner table looks empty. And then we simply end with the phrase, you know, Jesus disagreed, but never disowned his loved ones.
Yes.
And that's a great example of just a small slice of, you know, something that, because Jesus had disagreement in his family. We can see that in the scriptures. And he always looked for, how do I love the person first? It doesn't mean I'm going to be, discount my convictions or the truth. But we have an insatiable desire in our culture right now to always be right. And sometimes that can exist at the expense of loving the other person. And so we started that discussion at Thanksgiving, and we're gonna keep exploring that in various ways, because honestly, we see such an opportunity in our culture today to explore the way Jesus interacted with people, the way he loved. One of our favorite words in the campaign is the word confounding. Jesus had this confounding love that people don't expect. People expect us to argue, and they expect us to fight. It happens in the comment threads on Twitter. I mean, we see it everywhere. And yet, Jesus calls us to think differently and maybe think in a better way. And that can be incredibly winsome and attractive to folks. It's what our culture needs right now. So yeah, every ad we do and every message we explore will just be, what does the confounding love of Jesus say about this subject, and how might that challenge us to do better?
I love that. Well, you know, the Bible says they'll know us by our love. Mm-hmm. And Jesus summed up the commandments and said, I'm giving you a new one. Yeah, it fulfills That's right. the law and everything, and that is love. And I think that if the world saw us loving like that, what could change?
That's right.
That's awesome. I'm just curious, have you had any stories of people seeing an ad, clicking somewhere, and then a life change?
Yes, so many stories. I'll share one of my favorites with you. So you all may know, if you've been on the website, that you can obtain different items of apparel. We have hats, we have shirts. We're trying to refill stock on water bottles right now. We've had a lot of folks coming through. But what's interesting, dare I say confounding, about the way you even get those items is you cannot pay for them with money. You can go, and it's going to feel like a traditional, you know, checkout experience, except when you get to the payment piece, you have to choose an act of confounding love that you're going to do in exchange for that item.
Oh, wow.
So I'll send you a hat.
That's cool.
I'll send you a hat, but you have to forgive someone. Or you could choose to welcome a stranger or love an enemy or what have you. And so the story is, we had one individual who obtained a water bottle, we later found out. And when you get the item, we thank you for, you know, participating, and we remind you, like, hey, don't forget, you agreed that you would forgive someone, right? And so he did so, and he took it to social media, and this is how we initially discovered him. He posted a photo of his water bottle that says he gets us, and his message above the picture was, I purchased this item with forgiveness. And so I hereby want to forgive the man who shot and killed my mother in 1997.
Oh, wow.
And he said, forgiveness is the path to healing. And we were not expecting that sort of display of forgiveness,
yeah.
right? But it took our breath away. And so we even wanted to verify, you know, that it was true and legitimate. So we did track this gentleman down. His name's Dan. I can say that because he publicly posted everything, but he's in Florida and we had a great conversation and he has an incredible life story. But it was watching an ad on a baseball game that kindled something in him. In his words, he's like, it reminded me, I need to get back to Jesus because I've been harboring a lot of resentment, a lot of anger. And just something about that moment and that message, you know, showed me like, yes, I need to let go of this. I need to forgive. And so in response to that, or I guess subsequent to that posting, he did get back in touch with a local pastor that he had known from years prior. And he said, you know, I'm meeting with him every week. He's been praying with me. This had transpired over a couple of months. And his closing words were, I love what you're doing. This is an important message everybody needs to hear. If I can help in any way, please consider me part of the team. So when we say movement and when we say, you know, that folks are responding and leaning in, one of the best ways we do that is not by just having them consume and watch content, which they are doing, but it's then putting it into practice.
Yeah.
And for him, that was like a magic, you know, not just a moment that led him back to Jesus in a powerful way.
That's awesome.
And isn't what a that great just campaign. The ultimate goal? Yeah.
Yeah, it wow. is. You're right. I mean, mm-hmm. and I love what a switcheroo that is. Okay, where, how do I pay? What do I pay? Oh, wait. Oh, oh, I need to do something here. That is
That's
brilliant.
Right.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
We have a fun take on it. We've been out at a lot of college sporting events. We did tailgates at football games, and we actually have a Love Your Rival wheel that people spin. And like, I'll give you a shirt, but you need to go hug a fan of the opposing team.
So, people are saying,
yeah,
we got
pictures of that's right.
Well, you know, for some of these rivalry games, that's going to be a tough tall tale. That's wow. To actually hug a Michigan State. I mean, you want me to hug? You know, that's awesome. I love that.
That's right. But that's where it starts, right? We get our passions up, and what an unexpected thing. You can imagine the laughs and the, you know, the disarming conversations we're able to have with that.
That's wow. great. I love that.
Love that. Love what you're doing just to bring the reality that Jesus loves us right where we're at. And yep. you can go forward from there. But don't let that hold you back. And that's what's so powerful to me. Because I think that's what holds people back so much. And you're just making him real and the love real and the relationships that we could be enjoying.
Amen. I agree. That's it. Brilliant take. But thank you for your time. So it's hegetsus.com. People can go there and watch some of those commercials that have been on TV if you haven't seen one. But I'm supporting this.
Yeah, please,
I mean, this is
Please feel
this
free.
Is huge.
Yeah. And, you know, just to tie back to my comment earlier, guys, because of where we are in the year, just a really simple invitation too for all your listeners. As I mentioned, we've got the Super Bowl coming up and it's, you know, well over 100 million people are going to be seeing these messages. And so we're conscious that we want to get anyone who might consider themselves a Jesus follower ready for that. You know, you might be at a tailgate, you might be, you know, midway through your chips and guacamole, and then this ad comes on and the next person over on the couch turns to you and asks a question. So we've got some great free resources and reading that folks can do ahead of the Super Bowl, even kind of get on the inside track a little bit and see some previews. So there's a text that's really simple. We're not going to try to sell you a thing. If you just text Super Bowl to 70193, that will immediately get you into this kind of He Gets Us insider track. We're going to be inviting folks to get ready. We have a lot of prayer going on, by the way, just to pray over this moment. So if you text Super Bowl to 70193, we'll get you in to join thousands of other folks that are in this community. And we can't wait for February 12th.
I'm not sure. Is that all one word or is that separate words? Super Bowl?
Super Bowl technically is two words, the NFL okay. tells me, but it works either way.
All right. Yeah. I just did it. We'll see what Great. Happens here. Ooh, just got a text back.
Yeah.
Cool. I love this.
Okay. I'm breathing a sigh of relief.
Very
I'm
exciting.
Glad it worked. That's good.
Yeah. we just did it live. Yep. Well, thank you so much for your time. I'm excited. This is great. Yeah, it's awesome.
Amazing.
Really is.
Absolutely. Yeah. And thank you. And just, you know, encourage exploration, and more importantly than anything, prayers from you all and your listeners. This is an important moment, we think, for the church in 2023. And we're just excited. You know, we'd love to tell a story in 2 or 3 years that we had millions and millions of folks praying, serving, sharing, reflecting Jesus' love. In a way that's winsome, and we can reverse a lot of the trends we see. We think this may be putting Jesus at the front. Seems like a good strategy.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Yes. Yep. Yes. I love it. Well, you have a wonderful day. Have a wonderful week.
You do the same. God bless, guys. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to the Kenkel Fritz and Friends podcast, heard on Family Life Radio. We would appreciate it so much if you could rate, review, and subscribe wherever you prefer to listen to podcasts. You can also find more exclusive content at myflr.org and FLR Mornings on both Facebook and Instagram. And if you support Family Life Radio, thank you.